Hi, you're listening to a short bonus episode of Inspiring Excerpts from my conversation with Arhu player and educator Patty Chan. It begins with her explanation of the special technique of pressure vibrato, and then she demonstrates with this beautiful song called River of Sorrow.
Yeah, and we've always pretty much had vibrato, but there's different types of vibrato as well for the Chinese instrument, because for the Arhu, because we don't have a fingerboard, there's something called a pressure vibrato, mm-hmm. which is really, really interesting because it actually makes it sound more like a human voice, in that you can have depth to the vibrato that can express intense emotion. So like sobbing, mm-hmm. and crying. And so Arhu actually is really well known for crying. Mm-hmm. Really, really sad pieces. I'll show you that later too. It's, again, pressing really hard on the string. And you can mm-hmm. see, if I press a little bit harder, this, I don't know if you noticed, but the mm-hmm. string can move.
Yeah.
Right? So if I, there's a piece called The River of Sorrow, which I love. And it has a lot of the pressure vibrato in it. Let's see.
And the second clip is her talking about her reaction to visiting her first ever Chinese orchestra's festival and the initiatives that she started with the Toronto Chinese Orchestra after that. The full episode is available in podcast and video format. The links are in the description.
Astounded by, wow, this is what it should be, or this is what it can be. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I came back, I brought music back, and I wanted to make changes here and see what our potential could be. Initially, it was bringing music back from Asia and trying to play the music here. But then gradually I thought, well, we're in Canada, why not, you know, try to encourage Canadian composers to write for these instruments and for the orchestra, mm-hmm. and see how we can develop our own identity. And I think that has possibly captured the attention of some people in China and Asia, where they think, oh, you know, you have your own music. Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's hear what the music is like. And so I think that's really important for us to continue developing in North America, not just always rely on Asia.
Season one of this podcast had 20 episodes, and season two continues with a really interesting mix of musicians talking about their lives and careers with perspectives on overcoming challenges, finding inspiration and connection through a life so enriched with music. Please follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts to be informed about each new episode.